KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, still windy, and still 31 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today, a high of 43. Winds west-northwesterly at 20 to 40 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology, and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. With our 31 degrees actual temperature out there, the wind makes it feel more like 19. So bundle up if you're going outside this morning. In the news, Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg announced Thursday that $2.9 million in Catalyst grant funding will be awarded to 29 communities across the state. The recipients were recognized during a special ceremony last night at a rural summit in Grinnell. Among the communities receiving an award was the city of Coon Rapids, which plans to use its Catalyst funding to transform a former seed company building downtown. The community of 1,200 suffered a setback when the business moved out of town, leaving a half a block of vacant property in its wake. New training space for an industrial biotech company and upper-story rentals in the space will restore community pride, officials say, and provide a fresh hope for workforce growth. The Community Catalyst program was initiated in 2018 by the Iowa Economic Development Authority to help create fundamental positive change in Iowa's downtowns. The grants, $100,000 per community, assist with the redevelopment or rehabilitation of buildings to stimulate economic growth and reinvestment. Of the 29 communities awarded during the 2019 application round, 16 have populations of fewer than 1,500. Program rules require at least 40% of the funds be awarded to cities with fewer than 1,500 people. The Catalyst grants are awarded annually based on funding availability. IEDA, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, awarded $1.8 million in grants to 18 cities in 2018. Emergency Catalyst grants have also been awarded to the communities of Anamosa, Vinton, and Marshalltown since the program's inception. For more information on the Community Catalyst program, you can visit the link found under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak will hold two public events next week in Pottawatomie and Adair counties and a non-public event in Guthrie County as part of her 99-county tour stops. On Monday, April 15th, Ernst will host a public resource fair at the YMCA Healthy Living Center in Council Bluffs. That event takes place at 3 o'clock and features several local, state, and federal agency representatives who will provide information to area residents on a variety of resources, including flood relief assistance. In addition, various nonprofit agencies, especially those that assist seniors and veterans, will be on location along with Ernst's information booth. On Wednesday, April 17th, the senator will hold a public town hall meeting in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center on the square in Greenfield. That begins at 3 o'clock on that date. And then she'll attend a private event at the Guthrie Center at the Guthrie County REC beginning at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. The Guthrie Center event features the presentation of the Spirit of Enterprise Award to Ernst and a business roundtable. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly said Thursday that presidential hopeful Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York, will be at the Atlantic campus of the Iowa Western Community College on Thursday, April 18th. The doors will open at 4:05 p.m. with Senator Gillibrand delivering remarks and conversing with caucusgoers from 4:20 until 5:20 p.m. Prior to the event, she will tour Iowa Western Community College. Conversations with Kirsten will focus on the topics of education and a national public service. The senator is a junior senator from New York. She was born and raised in upstate New York, where she, her husband, and their two sons still reside. Prior to being elected to the U.S. Senate, Gillibrand served as a law clerk and a lawyer in the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development during the Clinton administration. She was elected to the House of Representatives in 2006 and appointed to the U.S. Senate in 2009, where she has since won re-election twice. Her campaign would appreciate an RSVP from those of you who plan to attend that event on Thursday of next week. You can do so by going to the link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. They say, of course, you can attend without signing in, but the numbers will help to determine what room the event will take place in. Well, spring is finally here, and that means it's time for the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic to hand out bike helmets to all of the third graders. Melanie Petty, spokesperson for the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund, said they're pleased to announce that the fund was able to donate $500 again this year to help make this happen. Petty said they'd like to thank the Kiwanis Club for continuing the tradition of handing out bike helmets. Without that, Melanie said, many children will be riding bikes without a helmet. The 11th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament is just 4 months away now, and the committee is busy with finalizing all the details, and letters will be mailed out soon. If you're interested in golfing at the tournament or donating an item to the silent auction, you can contact Melanie Petty. Her number is 712-249-3696. All funds raised are given back to the community that Trevor loved, and they are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. In other news, the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Creston woman had reported on April 3rd that sometime between February 2nd and March the 6th, someone got into her residence and took a 1906 Winchester 22 caliber rifle. The rifle was valued at $700. A $400 million spending plan for one state agency has gotten final approval in the Iowa legislature and is headed to the governor for approval. All of the money for the Iowa Department of Transportation's next budgeting year comes from state tax on motor fuels. House and Senate have approved hiring 8 new DOT employees who will be based in central Iowa.
We are establishing, as more people move to the western suburbs of the Des Moines metropolitan area, adding a new driver's license location in Dallas County.
That's Representative Gary Moore of Bettendorf, the Republican in charge of shepherding the DOT's budget through the House. As we reported earlier this week on our news page at KJAN.com, the DOT's budget plan includes nearly $9 million extra into restock road maintenance sheds where salt is stored for next winter.
Our choice is either use more salt or drive on icy roads, and I think all of us as legislators and on behalf of the people of Iowa would prefer to have salt so we're not driving on ice.
Lawmakers have also approved a $27 million plan to consolidate 5 DOT facilities in the Sioux City area into one location. A Nebraska man has been given 3 years probation for tampering with odometers sold at his vehicle dealership in northwest Iowa. 38-year-old Francisco Hurtado was also sentenced Wednesday to a suspended prison sentence of 5 years, fined $1,500, and ordered to pay more than $19,000 to 7 victims. Hurtado had pled guilty to 2 counts of fraudulent practice. Authorities say he lives in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and owns Siouxland Auto Sales in Sioux City, Iowa. Investigators say they found odometers in high-mileage vehicles had been rolled down to increase the vehicle's value. Court records say Hurtado acknowledged replacing odometer clusters on some vehicles. The records say, however, that Hurtado had not followed Iowa law in resetting the replaced odometers to zero or to the original mileage, nor placing notices on the dashboard noting that the odometer clusters had been replaced. And authorities say a man was fatally shot after breaking into a neighbor's home on the north side of Sioux City. 19-year-old Jose Montanez died at a hospital at around 11:10 a.m. Tuesday after he was shot by 29-year-old Travis Gutierrez. Police say Montanez was involved in a disturbance at his home and was cut by broken glass as he jumped out from a second-floor window. He ran through alleys and then broke into Gutierrez's home a few minutes later. Police say Montanez was shot after refusing to leave, attacking and injuring Gutierrez. Police Lieutenant Chris Groves said the police department will consult with prosecutors to determine whether Gutierrez will be charged with any crime. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.